It is Brian here from Bryden Firm. That's BRIDENFirm.com. And our podcast and videos can be found at BrydenFirm.productions. Happy Easter. Upon the first day. Easter Sunday, as we know it today. I want to read from Luke 24, 1-8. Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. A beautiful, glorious day. Now, upon the first day of the week. For he had been hung on a cross and crucified just a week after he had ridden in. And the palm branches laid before him with joyful, triumphant entry that had, by all appearances, gone very, very bad. For they beat him, and they put the beard from his face, and they ridiculed and mocked him before the week was over. And then they hung him on a cross, driving the spikes into his feet and his hands. And what a dark day that must have been. And then Silent Saturday, as we know it today, the day after, when all must have seemed lost, when Christ's body lay in the tomb. And upon that first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came under the sepulchre. Now, they didn't come expecting to find an empty tomb. They came bringing the spices which they had prepared and certain others with them. Now, the spices were to preserve the body. They didn't find a body, for they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. Can you imagine what went through their minds? Because they still didn't really understand what his plan really was. See, I think each of us needs to come to a point where we understand, where we have that clarity, where we can choose whether to accept or reject. And I pray that we accept. For it came to pass is that they were much perplexed. But behold, two men stood there, stood by them in shining garments. Now, they were afraid. And they bowed down their faces to the earth and said unto them, the men said to them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but he is risen. Christ died for our sins to pay the blood sacrifice, to be the blood sacrifice, which atones for the original sin and for our sins. The hymn, Up from the Grave He Arose. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. May not be a singer, and it may be too early for my voice to even be attempting such a thing. But I do know that as I stood there, vainly they watched his bed. Jesus, my Savior. Vainly they seal the dead. Jesus, my Lord. A beautiful hymn. From the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph o'er his foes. He arose a victor, because he had conquered death. And now, those who believe him and accept his forgiveness and his gift of eternal life, because he conquered death. And there, waiting, willing, and ready to accept us, give us forgiveness, and give us eternal life, because he arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. The saints, each of us, who believe in his plan of salvation, who have been forgiven, not yet made perfect, but forgiven, and given the gift of eternal life. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Death cannot keep its prey. We are all eternal beings. Where we spend that eternity depends on what we believe, not on our works, not on how good or bad we are, but on our faith in him, in God's gift, God's grace, for paying the penalty for our sins and being more than willing to give us eternal life. Reading again from the scriptures, 1 John 5 and 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. Loved us, next part, that ye may know no question there. That ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. That, friends, is what Easter is all about. For whosoever will may come. What a glorious, glorious day. Now, in those the early days, on that first day, they didn't fully grasp it. And that's why he come and spent time on the earth after the crucifixion in his glorified body. Thomas. We know Thomas as the doubter. And he had to feel the scars and the nail holes in our Savior's hand before he would believe that it was him. But we can't do that today. But it reminds me of another hymn, "Because He Lives." Ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Happy Easter, everyone. Let this be our first day. Perhaps first day for you to believe. And if it is, and you'd like to talk about it, feel free. I'm recording here on the Noom Vibe app community. Feel free to join the conversation or send me a message or contact me through our website, which is Bryden Farm, BRIDNFarm.com. And it's simply Brian at BrydenFarm.com. I hope that you will prayerfully consider and reflect upon the information in this talk. And I also hope, because I believe it's also a day to rejoice and be with family and celebrate. And I think the Easter Bunny's okay. I hope you have fun with your families. I hope you get to have some sweets today. If for no other reason, just knowing that today, the first day, is a sweet day. Happy Easter, everyone.